Local governments used to get a maximum of $750,000 a year in utility aid payments from the state, based on a power plant's property value. The new law uses money from a state tax currently paid by utilities based on their energy production. That's likely to increase the amount of money the locals receive when a new power plant is built or a current one expanded in their community. Governor Doyle signed the bill in Oak Creek, which is the site of a proposed major coal plant expansion. Doyle insists the measure will not tie the hands of the PSC, which is reviewing the Oak Creek proposal.
Ultimately, decisions about fuel choice must be made by the Public Service Commission during its review of the power plant applications at Oak Creek. But regardless of which way the commission decides to go, this bill will ensure that this community receives full and fair compensation for the impacts of hosting any new power plants.
Doyle made three partial vetoes. The most controversial is his decision to dump language that would have also provided $170,000 to the Racine County town of Caledonia, just south of the Oak Creek plant. Republican State Representative Bonnie Ladwig is very angry that Doyle vetoed her plan.
Caledonia will be getting most of the pollution. They will also be getting all of the trains blocking passage on 7 Mile Road, 6 Mile Road, 5 Mile Road, cutting off my constituents from both fire and rescue while these trains are sitting there unloading, and we're basically getting nothing for it.
But Governor Doyle says the issue of what to do for so-called contiguous communities needs a broader discussion. Governor Doyle also vetoed a proposed limit on incentives on cogeneration plants producing both electricity and steam, and he dropped a restriction on allowing the PSC discretion over mitigation payments provided by ratepayers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.